wife supported it.
You know, there's a question on how to deal in the outside world. The world within in the yeshiva is a perfect world, so to speak. It's a world where, you know, most people that are here are more or less, you know, overly nice and overly kind and overly giving. It is. Most Kyle guys are just, because of the Torah they learn, are easy. They're easy and then they're not complicated and they're not trying to take something from you. And there's stronger language which I could use, but I'd rather not. They're not trying to. Okay? But that's not the outside world. It's not what it is. The outside world is something completely different. I have to be honest. I've come to learn that the hard way. It is because of this I choose not to be part of the outside world. It's by choice. I don't want to have anything to do with them. And the minute I see it's that, I just literally close the door. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I used to want to. And I used to want to try to preach and try to change. And if I do this, of course, it's not that simple. It works a little bit. There is hashpa, there is, you know, a person has influence. You ain't changing people. You ain't changing people. If you are not this, meaning assertive, if you're not somewhat shrewd, you will get, and I don't want to finish it. You like the line.
Yeah.
Correct. Yaakov Avinu is a tremendous lesson for all this. On one hand, Yaakov is ish tam, yoshev ohalim. He's very innocent. Yet, I think the pasuk speaks great, yoshev ohalim, when he's in the Beis Medrash. Yoshev ohalim. As a matter of fact, Yaakov actually addresses this. Achi Esav, Achivani Birimot, in Parshas Vayishlis, and send him a message. I am his brother in lying, cheating. I could cheat him more than he could cheat me. He thinks he's a faker and a conniver. And guess what? I have the evidence to prove it. I outsmarted him twice. Vayakaveni Zepamayim. The pasuk says in Ikesh Titapo, with a person who's not straight, he's crooked. You need to act crooked, or you're going to get very, very hurt.
Talking about business,
life.
Now again, I'm not advocating lying, and I'm not advocating being a dishonest person. Being a wise person. The Chafetz Chaim used to say, "Tamim tihyeh im Hashem Elokecha." Yes, in Hashem Elokecha. With Hashem, be tamim. With people, you better have your head screwed on right, otherwise you're in trouble. Don't walk around this innocent sweetheart. Ain't going to work. Now, I grew up around very, very big people. And therefore, I was somewhat mesmerized to believe, and I was somewhat in the, what do you call it, to believe that it's normal to be sweet and nice and kind and honest around big, healthy people, yes. In the Beis Medrash, yes. In the outside world, you will get stepped on like you never saw. As I told you before, why do tough, mean guys pick on the nice guys? And the answer is because they could. If you're an easy target, you will be run over. You will be flattened. They will flatten you. So either you cut away completely, or you get out there and you face it the way the Chazal tell us. Mefarshim explain, the Yaakov ish tam yoshev o'ali. What is ish? He was the ish on his tmimut, which means he was in control. When and where. He was ish, which means he mastered control over his tmimut. Mastered. He knew to who
Where he's divorcing his wife.
To what? For what? And when? Not in every case is tmimut an exalted thing. It's not a, the word in English is, it's not always a, can't get the right word.
Virtue.
A virtue, that's the word I'm looking for. It's not always a virtue. Not. You have to be ish tamim. Ish, which means you need to be a person in control. Master it, that it's not just by part of your nature. I'm just a tamim.
Tamim we're using as the simple.
Yeah, no, he was innocent. Yaakov was very innocent. And at the same time, Yaakov knew how to deal with an Esav. He knew how to deal with a Lavan. Lavan was the biggest thief in business, and Yaakov outsmarted him on every step of the way. Every step of the way, he was the chess match. Yaakov beat him every step of the way, and he outsmarted him.
What about the marriage?
So I'll tell you the truth. The real truth is, Hashem wanted. That's a great question. Hashem wanted that he should marry Leah, and he understood that. The fact that he didn't catch Lavan on the trickery and he fell into it, to him it was a sign that it was actually Hashem. And the biggest proof is he wasn't angry. He was not angry at Rachel for giving him Leah. He was angry at Lavan. What do you mean angry? That you're a liar. He called him out on the lie, but he wasn't angry on the result, because he understood the result was from Hashem. The fact that it was a misstep, so to speak, and he went into it, it had to be from Hashem. And another person would be furious at Rachel. Furious. Well, what are you doing? He never said one word to him. He accepted it as, obviously, if it was kept a secret, which means his eyes didn't catch the mistake, it wasn't a mistake. Anything that was not good in his, and that was coming against him, he caught it. He was able to catch it. And at the same time, it was Ishtamim, Yaishav Ahol. Now I want to show you, let's talk about the trickery of the Bechaira. And let's talk about the fact that he took away the brachas. Now the brachas, his mother really pushed him. That's the real story. The brachas was not his scheme. It's not something he came up with on his own. As a matter of fact, his mother convinced him that he needs to do this because it's Ruach HaKadosh. Shema B'Kayli, Hashem wants it. Shema B'Kayli, says Chazal, called Ruach HaKadosh. Rivka's mother said, I'm telling you, I'm a Nevi'ah, but I'm telling you, this is what Hashem wants. Okay? Because this is Ruach HaKadosh, he had no choice. As a matter of fact, Chazal say, he went crying. As a matter of fact, Chazal says, and it's a famous grub, Ulai Yimusheni Avi, maybe my father will feel me and I will be in his eyes like a liar. Now you know there's two words that mean the same thing. Ulai and pen. Ulai means maybe and pen means maybe. Pen yasur mulvavcha, right? Maybe you will take away Hashem's Torah from your heart. So why does it sometimes say ulai? And sometimes it says pen. So the question is why? Why? You don't need two texts of maybe if it's the same word, right? Yeah. It's like a guy comes and says, do you want plov? And the answer is yes. There's one yes. Yes means yes. That's what it means, right? You don't need maybe and maybe. So the Gra explains that there's a maybe that I want, maybe it should happen. And then there's a maybe that I hope it doesn't happen. Every maybe is uncertain, yes or no. Sometimes is, I'm uncertain, I hope it'll happen. I'm uncertain, I hope it doesn't happen. Pen yasura milvavcha, maybe the Torah will be, so that's pen, and we don't want it to happen. Ulai is, I'm hoping that, Ulai, maybe I hope it happens. Says the Gra, why would he say, maybe Ulai Yimusheni Avi? My father will feel me and he'll catch me that I'm Esav. Says the Gra, because Chazal say he was hoping to get caught. He was hoping that he would catch, he shouldn't go through with the lion. It's a Gra. It's a Mefurisha Chazal. He was hoping to get caught. He did not want to follow through on the lie of taking the brachas from his brother.
Therefore, we're justifying what he did?
Slowly. I'm not even holding it yet. I'm saying, Ulai means it wasn't him. He was not interested in stealing the bracha. Ulai, I hope my father catches me, and that'll be the end of the story. You're making me go. You're telling me it's Ruach HaKodesh. You're telling me that I have to do this. I'll do it. I just hope it doesn't work. I hope. Yeah, you're making me rob the bank. I hope the cops could catch me. I don't want to be the robber of the bank. Question. So why the brachas? I'm sorry, the bechayra, yeah? And the brachas not. Why was he so not to take the brachas and the bechayra? And the answer is, the Bechayr was a Ruchni Yizdika thing, which he believed strongly. It's in the wrong hands, and that it's really for Hashem not good either. Imagine a person knows a Sefer Torah is in the hands of a person who's just going to degrade it. The Brachas was already good for him. And that he says, I'm not ready to steal for that. I'm not ready to lie for that. I hope Hashem catches me. I'm sorry, I hope my father catches me. And the Melah, I will not be the thief of the brachas. This doesn't apply to you? You don't feel that this is a good answer? Well, I agree. So put it away if you agree. Usually when a person takes out his phone and starts... So he's it's a demonstration. What do you call that? Not a demonstration. When a person, demonstration that I do not agree. Right? Not listening. Don't want to hear. So I take that as like you don't agree with me.
I'm still here.
Okay. So then I want you to this is not. This doesn't apply to you. Okay. Good. And I thought maybe you're such an honest guy. You don't steal. Where do you steal? Or you think it's the other way around. For the Ruchni, why would you steal? But for the God. And the answer is, Yaakov Avinu is very honest. Honest, okay? Let's discuss how Yaakov Avinu, even how he lies. He almost can't get the lie out of his mouth. Chazal say, Ani Esav b'chayrecha. He was implying that actually Esav is the b'char. And he couldn't get out of his mouth this straightforward, blatant, lie. He couldn't do it. Chazal say, Mishanim mipnei ha-shalom. What does Mishanim mipnei ha-shalom mean? You bend for the truth. You change for the truth. You can't outright lie. You know that? You can't just say yes is no and no is yes. A liar could do it. A liar is able to... Black is white and white is black. Tell me something. Who is the epitome of lie? Who is the poster boy for lying? Love him. It's called Harami. That's his name. Could you imagine a guy's middle name is Thief? The T. Oh, you ask a guy. Donald T. Trump. Did I just say that? Okay, this guy, I like Trump. Okay, the other guy. Okay, J.T. Chvezvas Obama. What does the T stand for? Thief. He's not out of office. I can say whatever I want. He's also making billions of dollars off Jewish money, so I'm sure he's happy with the Jews now. Okay, you hear? So what is the T? The T is Thief. Lavan's name is Thief. It's amazing. Lavan Harami. That is his quality. It's amazing.
Why is he called Lavan?
way. So you're asking a great question. The Medrash deals with that question. And no. And the Medrash says he was such a liar. You know, he was the darkest. He was black.
He was actually black?
He was actually black. He was, let me try to give an example, just kidding. He was from Nigeria. He told me he was as black as it gets.
Does that mean that Brett was also a liar?
But because of that, because he was a liar. He walked around saying, it's like a black man in the White House. It's an interesting thing. Huh? Yeah, he was black. Chazal say, he was black. He walked around, I'm white.
Maybe that's the one we have the idea of a white light coming from.
That's right. No? That's right. That's a racist joke, by the way. I don't know why it's such a racist. A white lie.
That flew right over my head.
A white lie?
Oh, a white lie.
He's very smart.
White light.
White lie. Let me teach you what wax in the ears does to people. It makes you not hear what.
And then he gives her the money. So that's Pshat. And Rabbi Yossi just says that digression. And that's what it means, at least keep it to the
show. Anyways. So the point being, you hear Ellie? The point being is that the greatest liar. Now, Maizani once said a Mardik of art. Beautiful, really a very nice art. Zaidi used to say, Yaakov confronts Lavan and tells him, you lied, right? You gave me Leah instead of Rachel. We don't do this here. We give the older daughter first, and then we give the younger daughter second. We don't do this here. Yeah, but that wasn't my question. My question wasn't why, because why you lied. Lumri me sonny, why did you lie to me? The discussion wasn't why you want me to marry Leah instead of Rachel. That's not what I asked you. I asked you, but you lied to me. You're just an outright gangster liar. So my grandfather says, you're not understanding the pasuk. What he's saying is, le'asachem come here, we don't tell the truth. That's what he means. We don't do this here. Not that we don't. Now we don't give the older one before the young. You ask me why am I a liar? Because we don't tell the truth around here. Which reminds me of the person I mentioned to you earlier. That says to me, "What? Where I come from? Who tells the truth? Only stupid people tell the truth." I told you, only stupid people. That's what that person tells
the truth.
It is truth to it, huh?
Ah,
you see? Tamim and lie. You see? That's the whole point. You need to know when to tell the truth. Sometimes telling the truth is a lie. I'll give you the best example. If you, right? You ask your wife, right? Your wife asks you, do I look good today? So you say, I have to be very honest. I have to say the truth. That's not telling the truth. That's a lie, you see?
She knows you're lying and she's happy with it.
That's not the point. Yeah, but the point is...
You're saying the truth that brings the fight is not the truth.
Is not the truth. You understand? That's not the truth. I know people like that. Ooh, they only say the truth. Ellie? Why not? This is a very important topic for you. Did you say you have to go or you're going to go?
I'm
going to
go.
Oh, because I see the schmooze is working already. You only say the truth. You're not going to say I have to go. So when you went to the bathroom, was you had to go or that you... Oh, okay, I just wanted to know if that was true. Okay, yeah? So the question is, you know, in Kelim, they were so makbid on telling the truth that they trained themselves on the words they said that it should be true. I'll give you an example. Zaidi told me that in Kelim, when someone asked somebody, is it raining? He wouldn't say yes or no, because maybe it stopped or maybe it started. When I was outside, so you say, how can I live that way? My community? Where we come from, we can't live that way, right? That's okay, so the point being, truth is this is true. When a guy wants to make a fight because he's claiming that he's, you know, for the reasons of truth. You know, my Zayda Zatzal grandfather was approached by a man who wrote a sefer against Ramosha. I don't know if you know. There was a guy about 50 years ago, 40, 50 years ago, that wrote a whole sefer knocking Rav Moshe Feinstein on everything he wrote and everything he said. Now, he obviously had psychological issues, right? Obviously, because nobody writes books to knock other people. Now, he knew what he was talking about. It's not like he didn't have what to say. He was a smart guy. He knew learning. Yeah. As a matter of fact, tell you how beautiful Rav Moshe's response was to this guy. The printer, in those days, there was only few. It's not like today, you know, every third house you can get a printer, a different company. So the printer calls Rav Moshe and says that this guy wrote a whole book against, you know, everything you wrote in your Sfarim. I don't know if I should print it. Why? Because he used to print Rav Moshe's Sfarim. So Rav Moshe said, print it, big deal. He probably needs parnasa. He probably needs, he's doing it for money. So. Okay, who cares? Yeah. That was the holiness of Rav Moshe. But anyways, getting back to the story. The story is that he came to my grandfather to get a haskama on his book. My grandfather was smart. So my grandfather asked him, why are you printing the sefer? Why would you do it? What's your intentions? So he says, for the sake of truth. Laman ha'emet. He's looking for the truth. My grandfather says, in a world that's lies, you're looking for the truth? It's Alma de Shikra. It's a world that's fully full of lies. What was my grandfather trying to tell him? In this world, everybody walks around thinking they're telling the truth. That's the lie of it. The lie of it is that each guy is lying and walking around claiming he's telling the truth. He's looking for the truth. He's searching for the truth. And the answer is that itself can be the biggest lie. Hinting to him, you're claiming it's for the truth. You're part of that problem. You're lying. All kinds of people. The world, I never met a guy that's saying, me, wait, I look for the truth. He's looking, searching for the truth. He's searching for the truth. He's doing everything for the sake of truth. He's a liar. The guy, the biggest liars. They walk around saying that. Laman ha'emet. Laman ha'emet. You know, ISIS also walks around that they're killing people. Laman ha'emet. They believe that this is for the truth. The only thing is, when you start listening, they only send their friend, their son, their brother's kids go to fight, and they're sitting in caves hiding, right? So what does that tell you? You're a liar, right? But they're claiming it's Emmet. They're claiming it's true. And the answer is, my grandfather used to say, if you look at Rivka, when Eliezer comes, what does Rivka say? You I'll give to drink. And for your donkeys, I will draw water. Why didn't you say I'll give them to drink?
Maybe they're not thirsty.
Exactly. A man can come and say, I'm thirsty, I'll drink. The animal, I don't know if it's going to drink, so they were careful in the words, says my grandfather. The truth. The chunach to tell the truth. Not every truth telling is the truth. Ani Esa Bechorecha, Rashi says he made of the words the truth. Those are true words. Ani, I am who I am. Esa is Bechorecha. Esa is your older child. But the actual taking of it wasn't a lie.
If we're not talking about divorce or not talking about illusion,
It wasn't a lie. So this is the lesson that I want you to walk away with. And the answer, and that is, you know, there's something called emet le'amito. You ever hear that expression? Emet? Never heard it?
I heard about it.
It's an expression, emet le'amito. You heard it, right? What do you mean? If it's emet, what do you mean emet le'amito? And the answer is not every emet is true. Not every emet is true. Everyone's running around screaming they're looking for the emet. They're saying the emet, it's just not, it's for the wrong reasons. So the answer to your question is, the truth for true reasons. If one of the things are not there, it's not emet lamita. Sometimes it's a lie,
yeah.
And sometimes it's not for the right reasons, it's for a lie. You need emet, the truth, for the truth. I want to hear something interesting. Ellie, why are you a religious Jew?
Me?
Yeah. And I hope you're not going to say I'm not. Because you're going to say I have to tell the truth.
Yeah. I grew up in a system.
We'll give you half a point for that one.
I love the parent. I love the business.
That's a lie. Why are you religious? You're ethical. Really? I'll speak to the ethics committee and see if that is a true statement. You know, you have an impeachment process from an ethic committee, from the most unethical people that ever lived. This is an interesting thing. They're judging ethics. It's an amazing story. Could you imagine that a blind person is telling people about colors? It's a Marie Gazaf. The most unethical people are espousing the virtue of ethics and impeachment. The point being, Ali, the real reason is a good question, and I'm sure there's many different answers, but the Rambam has one answer. You know what the Rambam's answer is? You want to read it inside? Or you want to trust me? Because maybe I'm making it up also. Wow. You want to borrow money from me, huh? You seem to really want to say the nice thing, the right thing. Rambam says, Emet Laman HaEmet. The reason why I keep Torah mitzvahs has to be the truth for the sake, because it's true. He says, the Rambam says, a person should not keep mitzvahs because it gets rewarded, because of this and because of that. Okay. I amen, because you believe it's true, and it's for the sake of truth.
Why is that sufficient? Wow. But you don't have the matzah.
Famous Rambam. It's a Hilchos Deot. Truth is such an important part of Judaism and humanity. A human being. The Yaakov Ish. Tom. A person is an Ish Emet. I never heard anybody be an Ish Anav. Who's an Anav? You ever notice what he say? He's Anav. He is this, you know, virtue. When it comes to Emet, we call it an Ish Emet. And you know why? Because actually Ish is a, what do you call it, the opposite? When something's the opposite of something, it's called a
antonym.
Who?
Antonym
is the antonym of Emmet. Ish is usually not Emmet. People are not true. Man in nature is born to lie. So to be an Ish Emmet is top of the line. It's Ish Emmet.
And you could interpret it.
The Yaakov Ish Tam Yoshev Oali. So this is a big lesson, okay? So I'm going to have to tell you the truth. The truth is, I don't want to give any more share. I want to stop right now. The truth is that you all need to work on the attribute of truth telling.
Even me?
Especially you. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop.
When I was in the hospital, you were getting